This is news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Zoe Rome. Dr. Lena Nguyen is president of Planned Parenthood. She's the second ever physician to lead the organization. States like Alabama and Georgia have moved to outlaw all abortions. Colorado allows abortion at any stage in a pregnancy, but that right isn't guaranteed by law. Dr. Nguyen says Planned Parenthood is fighting back against proposed restrictions. What is Planned Parenthood doing to push back against restrictive abortion bans?
It's hard to imagine the times that we're in, that our health, our rights, our freedoms are under attack like never before. But we also know that the American people are with us here. The American people are outraged because these politicians, these anti-women's health and rights politicians, do not represent the will of the people. And actually, a poll from NPR PBS from 2 weeks ago found that support for Roe versus Wade is at a record high.
Colorado also has no protections in place to preserve abortion access. What are other states doing to protect or even expand access in this moment of conflict in our country right now?
We've had multiple states pass protective legislation that defends and expands access to reproductive health care, which is healthcare. There are states that have codified Roe into the state law, like New York State. There are states that have decriminalized abortion care so that women and doctors will not be going to jail for seeking and obtaining essential medical care. Just next door in Nevada, there was a bill signed to this effect. Illinois also passed a Reproductive Health Act to that effect as well. And there are important protections that we really need for all of our legislators in states across the country to step up and do.
Does legislation that aims to protect reproductive health care run the risk of politicizing health care?
We are not the ones that have made health care political. When healthcare has been made political by others, we have to step up and fight with everything that we have at this critical juncture in our history when everything is at stake. For me, that fight is personal. It's about my patients' lives. And if other people have made healthcare political, then they should know that we are going to win this fight because Americans want more healthcare, not less. And we are the ones who are standing on the right side of history.
Numbers from Planned Parenthood show that 10% of abortions in Colorado are performed on women from out of state. If the trend in our country continues with Roe potentially hanging in the balance, will that pattern continue? And what does that mean for states like Colorado that don't restrict access?
If Roe is overturned, then 25 million women, which is one in three women of reproductive age in this country, would be living in states where abortion is outlawed, criminalized, and banned. We are already seeing the consequence of this state of emergency for women's health. There are six states where there is only one provider of abortion care left. Missouri, at any moment, could become the first state in the country to not have abortion access since 1974. That's what people in this country are already facing. And we look to states like Colorado to help us to lead the way and provide care for all people because we're all in this together.
That was Dr. Lena Nguyen, president of Planned Parenthood, speaking at the Aspen Ideas Health Festival about how state legislation could restrict or expand abortion access in Colorado and around the country. This is news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Zoe Rome.